In February of last year, the Department of Justice informed Governor McDonnell that Virginia was in violation of federal law by committing too many individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to institutions instead of providing adequate community-based services. The settlement will provide nearly 4,200 intellectual disability Medicaid waiver slots by 2022 for institutionalized individuals to transition to community-based care. 6,000 people are currently on waiting lists for such waivers. Virginia Secretary of Health and Human Resources Bill Hazel.
We are happy to have this part of the discussion behind us, but know that our road ahead has a lot of work to ensure that the individuals who are currently in the training centers and will be migrated into the integrated settings are able to be assured of really high-quality services.
The settlement is expected to save the Commonwealth $340 million in costs over the next 10 years. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.